Zechdish was having Mary, Yaakov, and so Pilchas, Zechdish was Daniel, Shane was Yeshua Falk. Okay, we will say. Good morning. We are now on package 15 in the Inyanim of Kiddush Mokum Suda. Okay. Pasuk, we start off with the Pasuk in Navi. Im Toshuv Mishabas Raglecha Atzos Chafasecha B'yom Kodshi Shekarasa L'Shabas Oneg V'Kedosh Hashem Chubad V'Chibarto Mi'asos Tu'achecha B'tzok Chafasecha V'Daber Dover. So, so the Karasa L'Shabbos Oineg is one of the sources that we're going to learn for Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Take a look in the Rashbam on page 5. Avidei Kiddush Lo Yotzu, right, the Rashbam says the Shita that holds that if you don't eat the Suda there, you're not Yotze. Diksiv, the Karasa L'Shabbos Oneg, B'mokum Shata Korei L'Shabbos, Klomer Karya D'Kiddusham Tehei Oneg. The Mokum of the Kriya is the Mokum of the Oneg. So this is one of the makoros of Kiddush B'Makom Suda, from the pasuk V'Karasa L'Shabbos Oneg. That B'Makom, so that's the B'Makom, the Kriya is the place where you have the Oneg. So that's the Rashbam quotes. This is the source.
You see from this word, the
krasim. The krasim means you korei, you say kiddush. But mokum kriya sham dehei oneg.
Oh, because oneg means like a meal and stuff.
Yeah. Right. So that's where you have the Oneg Shabbos. But Mokum Kriya, Sham Tehei Oneg. Well, so there is a Gemara, a famous Gemara in Pesachim. About the next on this daf. So let's read that Gemara and see what the problems is with that Gemara Pesachim Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. So take a look. The last word I learned is Omar. Omar lehu Rav Anan bar Tachlifa. You got it? Rav Anan bar Tachlifa says, Zimnin Sagin means frequently. Hava ke'imna kamei de Shmuel. I was in front of Shmuel. I was by Shmuel. V'nochit me'igra la'ara. The Hadar Mekadesh. So he says, well, many times on Shabbos he was in the presence of Shmuel, and he would go from the top floor to the bottom floor. And then he would make the Hadar Mekadesh, what would that mean?
Make Kiddush again.
He'd make Kiddush again. Who? Who would make Kiddush again?
Shmuel.
Shmuel. Well, Shmuel is the one that says, En Kiddush Ol B'Makom Suda. So what did he do, Shmuel? He made Kiddush, and then he would make Kiddush in the attic. And then he would make Kiddush Nochamo. So why would he do that? How do you learn? I don't want you to quote me anything. How would you learn Pashup Shad in this Gemara? Just Pashup Shad in this Gemara. Zimnin Sagiin. He says, many times I was with Shmuel on Shabbos and he would make Kiddush on the second floor, and then he would go to the first floor and he would make another Kiddush. Why? What was going on there? So I want to hear what you guys have to say. And then we can see what some other people said. I want someone to offer a pshat in this Gemara. Not to quote me anything. I don't need you to quote me anything. Who's speaking?
I think according to him, he felt that he didn't have to seek the Suda in the same room. His pshat was, as long as he's in the same house, it doesn't have to be the same...
So then what did he do? He made Kiddush. So he made Kiddush twice? What did he do?
Yeah, because the first one wouldn't count. He didn't see, he's in a different location.
Right, but how come this happened? This happened many times. So what, he made a mistake many times? That he's, so when did he learn the halacha? First he didn't know the halacha, and then he learned the halacha? So if he learned the halacha, why is this happening many times? You hear the kasha, Harav Jacob Shlita. You see what you're saying is very well, but the question is, why was this repeating itself?
Maybe he didn't know Igra.
What?
Maybe he mented it out and he was making Kiddush for the person.
Maybe he was making Kiddush for someone else. So Jacob Silberger wants to say maybe he was making Kiddush for an old lady, Ichveis, on the second floor, and he wasn't eating there. And then he would go home and make Kiddush again. And the reason he repeated it is because he wasn't B'Makom Suda. You like that, Pshat?
Wasn't his bias.
That's Jacob Silberger's Pshat. Does anyone want to agree, disagree, give another Pshat? Well, yeah. I'm not. Again, I don't want you to quote me anything. I want to hear what you have to say.
Maybe he was making Kiddush.
Rav Katan, where's Rav Katan?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me hear what you say.
He was planning to eat upstairs, and he went all alone. And then the Rav that came to visit him shows up. Ah, I'm going to go downstairs in honor of the Rav. I already started, I made Kiddush once.
So what was the first Kiddush for?
Sorry?
What was the first Kiddush about?
I mean, can you redo the Kiddush again for somebody else, even though you made Kiddush already and it's in a different place?
But why did this happen on a regular basis? What was...
Okay. So I understand, Rabbi?
Yeah. Let's see,
When Nachis Me'igra La'ara, he was upstairs or wherever.
He went down.
He made Kiddush, so he went downstairs, right?
You're saying it's not that he made two Kiddushes.
He didn't make, where did it say he made two Kiddushes?
You're just saying, in other words, Hadar doesn't mean Hadar again, it just means later.
He was mocked to make Kiddush in the dining room.
Right.
Not when the Talmidim and
So in other words, first, so what was he doing upstairs? Stam, he was upstairs.
He was learning.
He was learning. He was learning. And then he went down and he made Kiddush instead of making Kiddush upstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a simple shot.
I just want to know the time difference.
Yeah. So.
I don't know.
Yeah, so take a look at the Tzlach. On page 6. Zim Tzagin, Venochis, Vigil, Arva, the Makadish, Inivadai Mairi. So this is the. So this is the Tzlach and Psochim Kuf Aleph Amar Aleph, Dibra Maskil Zimnun. So it says the Tzlach, Vaday Mairi, it's certainly talking about Shaddai Lo Kiddush Be'igra. Like you said, Rameh, that he didn't make Kiddush yet. In the Dimokin, Lo Yashvul Shul Nimlach Ligrom Bracha Mechadash, for the Kaddish Lias Lamafreya Kiddush Avishon Bracha Levatala. In other words, if you're saying he made two Kiddushim, so then what was he doing? What was he making the first Kiddush? The Bracha Levatala. So it must be, Im Kein Amayri Shaloki Deshadayim. He can kasha lama nochis. Hava yochol lakadish v'igra liyos daito lecho lamata. Zem mahani gam l'shmua mimokam l'gmokam. Right? In other words, the halacha is he could have made Kiddush upstairs and have das. The Zavani Mahani, the Nira the Hada Mahani, the Shmuel, Daito, the Kach, Mimokam, Mokam, Hainu, Bediev. The Orchim Kidiev Dami, Shein Lem Yaim Bim Komam. We said, Shu Kevin Shekvar, Olam, Viaday, Nadesh, Chiluk, Bim Bais, Lamokam, Shuva, Mina, Mokam, Mokam, Lopili. So he says, so take a look now. Take a look first in the Gemara that we had. We had last week here on Kuf here. Because we had a Gemara, the original Gemara that we said. The original Gemara, it says to eat on Kuf Aleph. Yeah, Tamar by Kavina Be Mar, Kavim Kadosh Amalor to Imu Midi. There's Abai said when he was in the house of Rabbah, and he would make Kiddush. To the Talmidim, Amal to Imu Midi would tell them to eat a little bit. In other words, they weren't going to eat by him. Right? He didn't have room to host all the Talmidim. So they were going to eat where they were sleeping. So he said, but at least eat something here by me, because it could be that the time that you come back to your place where you're sleeping, Misakra Lechushraga, maybe the light will go out. The candle will be gone. V'lo mekadish l'chu b'meis achila, and you won't be able to make Kiddush, and then you won't be able to sit with the Kiddush here. So make sure you eat something here.
What page
in the bag are we? That's on Kuf Aleph, Amar Aleph. Right? That's on page 5. Nirulani is daiti on page 6 in the Tzlach on the left side, the paragraph. Lachain Nirulani is daiti divrei Rabbah l'talmid v'ha'achar kvar shekvar kiddush v'chachach omer l'hu t'imu midi v'kein l'shas meise lo haya kavanosim l'echol kan kam zemahani rak b'di'evet. So in other words, They didn't necessarily plan to eat right away. He said Tiyin would meet it. But the case over here in the Gemara, was well, like Rameh said, the Rameh Kesselman said that he wasn't a Kaddish in the Igra.
Rebbe.
So 1 second, yeah, who's speaking?
Natan Bauer.
Natan, how you doing? Mokum Mokum is okay, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Right, or maybe Shmuel held it with the bias upstairs and downstairs. You have to make Kiddush twice.
Well,
it's not one.
Well, so let's see. Take a look on page 7 of the Igros Moshe. So he learns, take a look. Finisher Lalu Lutaris Mashiksha Eklo Hosha Shmuel. He learns that he made Kiddush once already. Nochas Igor Aracha Shakidish Hiksha Stach Mecha the Mashi Vart, the Mutter of Khatkil, or the Kaddish Kar al Das Lechel Mokamacha, but can't hang the Shmuel. Who after Chachilim came Mukhrach Mufarish Nachis Achas Shekidish Vechazav Shekidish Tchom Shekidish Hayachol Kaddish Al Das Lechol Ba'ara. The Gamboloza Doch Gol Mufarish Leaz Akodim Shekidish Nimkain Halaykim Mir Yisrael Anam Bar Tachlif Veshum Hachochol Din Zed The Kevish Nimlach Kodim Kiddish Lechol Ba'ara Is It Tzorach Hayolol Kaddish Beigra. In other words, if you say that he already changed his mind that he's going to eat downstairs, so of course he's going to make Kiddush downstairs, right? What's the Kiddush? I think you, Natan, this is what you're asking, sort of. Like, what's the Kiddush that he was upstairs and he went downstairs and he made Kiddush? Why is that even relevant? Why? What's that? What's the Kiddush of that? Came in the was maybe originally he was going to eat. Downstairs, and then he changed his mind. Gamboloza docha gadol farshne yazikom shakidish. Dimkain halekel mirizer of adam artachel shum hochochel. Then the kevin dem nimla chodem shakidish lechol ba'ara. Is it tzorach hayolol kaddish v'igra? Ain't the farsh to kachamar lo shmuel. They know also be'igra kiddish shum dein kiddish ol mochum sudaf. I gav the. To bechad mason, again, haya omer beferish, omer shmuel, the ain't them a mok masuda. Halud the shatiba rum moso mamish. There was according to what you say, you know, that he went and says, make it at the meal, that's totally irrelevant. It's superfluous, it's chinish, it's pshita. He's saying, I was upstairs, so then I went downstairs and I made kiddush and I ate there. So new, that's what he's supposed to do. What's the chiddush in that?
Rabbi.
He says, Chol ha'uv de shetzip here, hu lemosa mamish. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Who was speaking?
Rabbi, but isn't the Gemara trying to prove the case of the kiddush of Makom Suda? So maybe it's just showing that Shmuel
have moved to okay each other suit up because he holds Kiddush from the suit up. You're just telling me. But it's Masha Zimnis Sagin, this is what he used to do. So what's the Kiddush?
The Rebbe asked why did he make Kiddush upstairs?
Yeah.
And change his mind. What does that mean? So many times he changed his mind.
If he made Kiddush upstairs, then he went downstairs and made Kiddush again. Now, if he didn't make Kiddush, so what's the Kiddush? You say just the Kiddush is that he...
No, I swear both ways. That's not Kiddush. The Slach is saying that he didn't make Kiddush upstairs.
The Slach is saying he didn't make Kiddush upstairs. He made Kiddush...
He did?
He did not. And then he went downstairs and he made Kiddush. But it's Mashu, and this happened many times. But what's the Kiddush? What happened many times? Something happened many times. The fact that you make Kiddush in the Mokum, it was, and it's, what, you had a Havamina that he was going to do it upstairs, and then he changed. What changed? What happened? What's the Kiddush?
I think it's like you could do a thing, that it's showing that, you know, he was upstairs, decided,
okay,
I'm
going to have my Suda
downstairs.
So he didn't make
Kiddush while he was still upstairs. He went downstairs and he made
Kiddush. So that way he's showing that he's the Makkah Suda. So what was many times? Many times, what? Well, so what's the Kiddush? That many times he was upstairs and then he moved. Is that a Kiddush? That he came down to make Kiddush if the meal is being served downstairs? If the meal was being served upstairs, so what? Originally he thought, it seemed like something happened many times. I saw him doing this many times. That means what? You would have thought he would have just made Kiddush upstairs. You would have thought he would make Kiddush upstairs, and a lot of times he didn't. He went downstairs. But why would you even think he would make Kiddush upstairs? Who was upstairs? The family was upstairs? The meal was upstairs? Like, it's a lot missing here.
The problem is that, the problem with the slots, that he didn't do anything upstairs. He just made Kiddush downstairs.
Yeah. And then he says it must be that he made Kiddush upstairs, Moshe says. L'chait sarchu first, am l'chosso l'meichas l'ara, b'yigur l'ara, hayazah achar shekiddush. So that's a Kiddush. He made Kiddush. And then he decided to go downstairs. So then he made it again.
Does it say he decided before the Suda, in the middle of the Suda? Doesn't say anything.
Right. It says he was upstairs and then he went to, and then Hadar Mekadesh. So he's learning that he made Kiddush again. And then the Shaila is, but then it's a Bracha Levatala. I mean, what right do you have to do that? So look what so Rav Moshe wants to say a Kiddush. Rav Moshe Feinstein wants to say a Kiddush. Chen hayanir loyma dover chadash. You with me? On page 7. Tahad Chazir Sha'omar Rava Mikra de Karas Le Shabbos Oynig She Shabbos Kovas Le Maiseh Hugam Al Peres. There is a din that they learn out of the Gemara in Beitza Lama Dalet that you could eat a Suda, you could eat Achilas Aroi before you mafish Trumas and Maiseh. So you could take fruit and eat a snack right before you mafrish. But if you eat it on Shabbos, then you can't do that. Because Shabbos is kovas. Anything that you eat on Shabbos is considered a kvias. So then that's not achilas haroi. Okay, hayanir lo mardover chadash. The chazin is sha'omar rava. The beitza. Lamedal lamed beis. Because the karasu of the Shabbos owning. She Shabbos kovas lamaisa. Shugam al peiris. Falashtia. The whole the kol achilu de Shabbos hu kviyus. To the parish Rashi. Well, come on. The Shabbos chashivi also kevel the meiser. B'shem d'havi onik. A few sudas kosher who dearest kevel here. Nimtzal lefi zeh, d'had d'asheinu b'mokom kriya, d'kir ha-shem t'ay onik, who av ba'onik d'chol achilu shtia, af b'peris, af b'kol shom. V'toysis ha-befurish, the timu midi, who timus lechem, she-yotzim ba-yidei sudas Shabbos, v'lo b'midi d'akima. Avgodim sheviatur chos yayin teres lo mahani because of av peres dayu chosu the shabbos nechshev keva al tzarch lahavin hatam the peres lo mahani. So he says like this. He says, why aren't peres good? Peres is part of karasa the shabbos oynik. So he says that, so Moshe says that no.
Okay.
That.
Is he asking why we need Suda?
Yeah, why do you even need the Suda?
You're not any onion.
Yeah, anything. Peiros is Karasa Shabbos Onig. You see that by Kvias, Peptrumus, and Mises, even if you have Peiros. So what's the pshat that it's no good? It's mokos for karasa the Shabbos onik. So he says like this. That in the Hanami, let me show you. Yeah, take a look on page 8, where the arrow is on the left side. That's the Iker Onig. That's where you need the bread for the Suda Shabbos. So when you have to eat anything, you need kiddush. Aval nifter bekiddush esherotza lishtos yayim lechol peiros. Kam kshalcho acharcha suda hashuva. Sheis bezve Yosef kovet Shabbos. Ikur haonik shebitam zelo nifter bechiv suda d'arvus shachres bachilas acheros el belech. Yosef hayanir lefarsh kein aliba derosh nafil. Shepesh b'mokam onik sham tei kriya. Shaloshon zeh ikah hamashmos the onik mechayev a kriya the kiddush. L'chein shachem fash al kol onik itzdar lasas kiddush b'mokam hu. V'stabishim yase kiddush al ikah onik sheivter mizel shar in yoni onik. Af bedomelo. Shchein kiddush b'shasha ochel peiros or shasha yai lo niftar b'kiddush ki yochal acharkach suda the lechem shu ikah onik. Af lo peiros yai na domelo sheyochal mokam acher. V'chein kiddush k'shachal lechem niftar b'kiddush al kol onik. See, what's Pshat, where Moshe says, every Friday night, Shmuel was learning in his study upstairs, and he made Kiddush, and he chves, he had the Y, he had Peiros, but then he's going to eat the meal downstairs. So then he had to make Kiddush again. Because really, this is Rav Moshe's big kiddush. That you can eat at the kiddush and shul, you can eat anything you want. That's like the igra. Because it's oynik. But you're not yotzei that with that kiddush that you ate, but mokum oynik katon, then you can have your real suda. That's the oynik gadol. That doesn't pater. So therefore, that's the pshat. We mean every meaning like this. Like every day, he made kiddush and shul. He had schnapps and emunah. He had chves. He had regular kiddush and wine, and then he had some egg salad and this and that. And then he went home, and he had the meal. So in the case of the Gemara, it was in the same house. It was, he was learning in his study upstairs. And he said, any time for Tzeis HaKachavim, he made Kiddush right away, like the halacha is, Yikadesh Miyad. But he wasn't ready to eat the meal, so he ate a little bit of papyrus, and wine and papyrus in this. And then he went down, and then with the family, he made the meal. So Rav Moshe Shita is that you yotze, there are two types of kiddush b'makom suda. There's one that any time you have any oinig, you yotze kiddush. But that's not going to pater you from your chiyuv kiddush when you have the meal itself, because that's a higher level of oinig.
What do you need for the first level?
You need any type of oinig. Peiros is good enough.
And the second level is like one of your...
The second level is when then you're going to eat pas. So then you need another kiddush for that. So the same thing, when you go to shul, we always were taught that when you go to shul, you have to make sure at the kiddush to eat mezonos. That's how we were always taught. Rabbi Sif always mentioned. We always taught that way. So Rabbi Moshe held not that way. Rabbi Moshe says when you're in shul, you can eat at the kiddush anything you want. You just want to have pieces of meat. They're serving meat there. And then you come home, and then you'll have kiddush again. Because that first kiddush is oneg, but the second kiddush is for the higher level of oneg, for the suda. And that's what it means, zimna segiyin. That he was always making, this happened many times, because this was his routine, to make kiddush upstairs when Shabbos began. And then he wasn't having the meal yet, he was having this. And then he would go ahead and he would have the meal, then he needed another kiddush. So this is a tremendous chiddush that Rav Moshe is saying, Pshat in the Gemara.
Rabbi, so what are the rules for the first kiddush? Just anything you like?
Yeah, anything that's oinig.
So it has to be something you like. Can't be something you like.
Well, for shneitzer, you need something you like, even payment. So anything, Lachara.
Anything you like or anything you really like?
Anything, you have a tuna fish, maybe. But you don't have to have mezonos.
Right.
But when you come home, then you mechuyev to make another kiddush.
Quick question.
And that's the Shad Zimna Sagin. This was his routine. And he would make it, and that's the kiddush. And that's how Rav Moshe learned the Gemara. But you're going to see, it's good that we're going to give a divrei zikaron for Reb David tomorrow, Bez Hashem. So Reb David didn't subscribe to this. So we're going to go through Reb David has a shtickle that I put in the packet here from Reb David. And we're going to go through Reb David's piece also and see what his what he said on his father's piece. And then we'll say divrei zikaron also in Reb David as well. But it's good that it was hashkacha that we got here to this packet this time, that I have in the packet something from Reb David that and tomorrow's the shloishim. So we're going to, tomorrow Bez Hashem we'll learn that piece from Reb David also and see what he. But this was Reb Moshe's chiddush that they could have the two types of kiddush b'makom suda. There's the higher level of oneg and the lower level of oneg. And this was the idea. Okay, let me say hello to everybody. What? What are you saying, Rav Meir?
This is even Lechatchila.
Yeah, even Lechatchila.
Friday night.
And even Friday night.
The Rebbe had a question about...
Friday night, yeah. Pashtus is even Friday night. I mean, unless you could say he was only talking about Shabbos, of course. It's... But he wasn't saying. He doesn't say it was only Shabbos day.
Is this the source?
Rebbe, why is the Kos Kiddush not enough to pater in from Suda?
What?
Why is the Ayin Kos Kiddush not enough to pater in from or to be considered Suda? Or
because that's not a Suda. That's not a Suda.
But
okay.
Okay, but then didn't you aren't you allowed to be Koveya something Suda on?
It's not a real suit. I mean, it's we have, you know, for trumas and maisus that you have to, you can't eat. Normally, you can eat achilas arai without kiddush. But here, it's Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow will be Marich more. So let me say hello to Rav Albert and Natan Bauer and Dr. Presby and Yitzchak Carroll and Ilan Sasson and Rav Yosef Katan and Rav Kippa Poppers, Yerna Moisey, Rowi Hertzfeld, Rav Meir Kesselman, Ezra Hagler, and Moshe Carroll and Yehuda Shitris, Yair Noller, Shlita, Benjamin Aberman and Daniel Albert and Yosef Katan and Shlomo Garfinkel, how are you? And Jacob Silberger and Victor Felder, okay, and Rav Harari. We were say hello. So this is we got to see more of Rav Akiva Poppers and Yoni Moisey and Yosef Katan, Ivan Sasson, Rowie Hertzfeld, Rav Meir Kesselman, Ezra Hagelin, Carol, Yair Noller, Daniel Albert, and Rav Harari. Did I get everybody? Dr. Presby, Yitzchak Carroll, Nathan Bauer. Okay. Okay, Bezer Shem, tomorrow we'll continue with Siyata Deshmaya.